Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen and I'm broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California with psychic and author Neil Baker. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
We want to welcome you all back to our show at our new time this week, 10 a.m. on Thursday. It's not going to be our regular time, but we do move a show around on a weekly basis, so today's the day for this show. For those of you who are new to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour is devoted to topics related to psychic energy. Neil also answers your questions not only on these topics, but those that are personal in nature as well, using his psychic gifts as well as his unique interpretation of numbers to provide his readings. Our call-in number for the Neil Baker Psychic Hour is 914-338-0164. We, of course, invite you to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. You may do so by following us. All you have to do is go to our profile name, Neil Baker Psychic. I think you can go to one of our shows as well, and there's a follow button under each show link, as well as under our profile name. Just click on the follow button, and you can keep abreast of all our show dates and anything we might have additional to say to you. Also, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and you can find the links to those accounts under our Blog Talk Radio, Neil Baker Psychic, as well. And we really enjoy connecting with all of our listeners and have done so with several so far. So we invite those of you who haven't joined us on those sites to do so as well. Of course, the very best way to get a hold of Neil is by phone at 562-596-7818. Again, the call-in number for our show, 914-338-0164. We're going to be getting to your calls in a few minutes. But first, I want to just chat a little bit, Neil, about the topic of karma, which is something we discuss a great deal on the show. And we come into our earthly walk with karma. But we can also create new karma. So let's talk about creating new karma.
Creating new karma, yeah. Well,
without creating any new karma.
You want to try to avoid and create new karma. I mean, you know, of course, sometimes the creation of new karma is just kind of the continuation of what our themes have been throughout our lifetimes. So if we have certain karma in certain areas, like in maybe finances or family or the way we deal with people, there could be a density of karma in a criminal record we had in a past life. All of these things amount to how we experience karma in our present life. So a lot of people who are confronted by the law continuously. A lot of you people out there are always getting caught by cops on the road driving. It may be due to the fact that you're just driving too fast, but it could be because you're the one who signaled out. That has to do with a little bit of karma on the road. Maybe in a past life you were a bank robber and you're always making your getaways or something. But there's this attitude of karma. What happens is we try to reduce our karma throughout our lives, and that kind of reflects in our birth date numbers. So if we have a low number next to a high number, that might signify just what kind of karma we're dealing with. For instance, if you have a 7 and a 1 next to it, let's say you're born in 71, that's going to be spirituality combating the attitude of the physicality of the earth, meaning that perhaps in a past life your spirituality was compromised by your sense of the physical, the material world, and that might have might have confounded your spirituality. However, what happens, and I've been told this by guides, they've actually come and spoken to me deep moments of thought and in sleep. What happens is that when we continue to aggravate karma in our current lifetime, what it does is it sort of, the consequences of it sort of gets into our physical realm. We have different areas of the body that the deeper we go, the closer we get to the soul. Just as the higher we go, the closer we get to our higher selves. Mm-hmm. But our souls are in our body. So imagine maybe you're committing transgressions or you're doing some less than positive acts on the earth. What it does is the consequences start to get into your skin. And then if you kind of stop there and you dissolve yourself of the negative energies, you can get rid of it. But if you don't and you continue to add more, the first layer has to make way for the next layer of energy that comes in on a karmic level. And so that first layer keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper into the system of our body until finally it gets into the soul. And when it gets into the soul, it's a much more difficult thing to clean out than if, for instance, you've just committed two or three acts of some kind of negative energy that has karmic consequences to it. So, like I said, the more you add to these things, you don't stop in your tracks. It's like the evolution of any criminal. You know, we can they have this thing. You know, three offenses and that's it. You go to jail.
Three strikes, you're out. Right.
Well, the same thing with karma. I mean, they're just reacting to a deeper sense of the code of energy. And so when I meet somebody, I can look at somebody with my third eye and say, oh, yeah, you got karma, but this can be cleared up. We can clear this up pretty easy. But if I look deep into somebody and I start to see darkness going deeper and deeper and deeper all the way into the elements beyond the body, into the soul, then that takes a lot more cleaning out and a lot more work.
So there's actually a physicality that you see in karma.
Yeah.
You see it in the physicality of a person.
I see it in the energy field. Anyone with a third eye would be able to see it. And you can kind of see it. You know, you can look at a house and say, you know, this house needs cleaning. It's a total mess. This is a disaster. As opposed to a house that says, you know, it looks okay, but deep cleaning, yeah, I can see things going on. So it's just like anything. What you can look at a body and say immediately, wow, this is deep. This is deep stuff. This took years to do. So, you know, and so what you've got to do is when karma starts to affect the soul, that's when you're in trouble. Because what will happen is when you die, the content of the karma and the soul will leave the body, the physical body, and travel with the soul. Now you got problems. If the karma is just in the body and you die, your soul's free of it.
I just want to let the callers that are waiting, the first couple callers that we have that are waiting, know that we're going to get to them in just a minute. 203, you're first, and then area code 352. We do see you here, but I want to just talk for a couple more minutes, Neil. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you want to go ahead with your thoughts?
No, it's fine. So, you know, you got to realize that people think that when they get away with crimes, and those crimes have been so offensive that they're in the soul is going to be leaving with them.
Well, you know,
they're going to be traveling with them.
I have a question about creating new karma, because obviously if you're attacking people, you know, without any cause, that's creating new karma. What about when you're defending yourself against being attacked?
Well, if people who attack people out of envy or jealousy or spite or vengeance, or they're trying to get at somebody because they're just angry, they're producing karma on themselves. They may think they're getting the best of someone because they think, oh, I foiled that or I did that. I mean, I know personally of several incidences where people have tried to produce karma on someone. And I've been well aware of it. I'm very aware of these things. Mm-hmm. And you know, in my energy field, what I do is, in my scheme of things, I produce an energy field around me. So karma that's directed at me, or I advise this to my clients too, my more favored clients. I teach them how to separate themselves from the assault of other people. And what happens is when those people do that, it bounces off their energy field the target, it bounces off the targeted energy field and goes right back to the person.
So you can actually train people to deflect personal attacks and actually have those attacks backfire and
right back
affect
to the
that
source.
Other person.
Right back to the source.
So if someone's attacking you, Neil, you are able to foil them.
For the most part. But not just me. I mean, I was taught this by guides, how to do this. So I now teach other people because we're all under attack. I mean, everybody, you know, you don't have to be, I mean, I'm just a small fry, but look at people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln and even Christ.
Of course, and just, they didn't know how to protect themselves.
Who didn't know?
Yeah.
And just because you're a good guy, that doesn't mean you're going to have that. Enemies love to attack people of good, high merit and character. They love to do that because because inside themselves they're rotten, they're spoiled, and they don't have enough self-esteem and enough sense of humanity to understand that their own method of vengeance is just going to backfire. It's the wrong thing to do. So, yeah, I mean, and they're producing other karma, too, because when it backfires, not only do they get immediate payback, but then what they get is a journey of their soul shows that they were assaulting fellow human beings. So it becomes pretty dense in that regard.
Well, Neil, let's put this on the shelf for just a few minutes. We'll get to our callers. Perhaps we'll have some more time in our show today to get further into this topic. But I do want to get our callers here on the air. Area code 203, hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Who's this, please?
My name's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
How do you spell it?
L-Y-N-N?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your birth date, Lynn? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut, and it's 1168.
1168. Great. What brings you to our show, Lynn?
I guess I just wanted to know if there's upcoming job opportunities for me.
All right.
Well, okay, Lynn. Let's see. January 1st, 1968. Interesting birth date. First of all, 2/12, 22, 26. So let me ask you something just real quickly. Let's see. You are 45 years old. Have I got that right?
Yes.
And 68, 78, 88, 98. How about the year 2004? 68, 78, 88. Wait a minute. No. I got that right. Hold on. 88.
26 plus.
1994, Lynn.
You're right.
What about that year? Was that important to you? I need to understand that year first. When you were 26.
26, I was having my second child.
Okay, so it's an important year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were having your second child in 1994 when you were 26. You see, that was when part of your karma was moving over to a transcendent energy. So obviously you got married before your karma was over. Now, forgive me. Just forgive me for asking this question. Did that marriage end up in a divorce?
No, he passed away 4 years ago this week.
Okay, passed away. I'm sorry to hear that. But you see, there are two attitudes about people who get married before their karma's over. One typical attitude is that there's a divorce. The other is that there's going to be a passing away. There's going to be a separation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what unfortunately happened in your case. This is. In regards, Lynn, to the attitude of there's an 11 in your numbers. Your first two numbers are 1 and 1. And that 11 signifies a certain sense of karmic energy within relationship department. And that's why you had that kind of tragic event happen. Not to mention, it was horrible for him, too. But I'm getting, you know, I don't know why, first of all, before I get to your question, I don't know why. Why am I getting three children? Was there anything that surrounds maybe a dim theme of that? Or are there just two children, or is there, in fact...
I have two children now, but I had one miscarriage.
Oh, you have three children now?
I have two children now, but I had three
miscarriages. One miscarriage.
That's
the three. Okay, two children now and one miscarriage. Okay. Now, And one miscarriage. Now I can get to your question. What you want to know, what was it about job or job opportunity this year?
Yeah, I've been kind of, you know, I've been staying home, you know, with my children for a long time, and they're older now. They're in college and high school, and I'm looking to get back to work. So I've had a gap in my work history, so I'm looking. I've been putting out my resumes and stuff. I don't seem to get any callbacks.
Well, let's see if we can maybe change that around a little bit. First of all, I don't know. Well, let's decide what this means first, because I got to find the pocket, even if it's a small pocket. I got to figure out why I'm getting things like books and bookstores and libraries.
Because I wrote a book.
You wrote a book, so that's why. Because I was getting a book around you, you see. And indeed, here we go with the book. So you wrote a book. Okay, I've got to figure that out. So I'm collecting on the vibration, Lynn, that you've written a book. Okay, so that's a hit. I got the attitude of what happened to 26. I got the three kids, two and one miscarriage. The fact that you wrote a book. Okay, now, whether I'm right or wrong, I want to go back about 8 years ago.
Okay.
It's around the age of 37. Is that right? 37? Yeah, 37. Were you at all interested in writing then?
I maybe thought about it, but I didn't do it.
Uh-huh. And then now 3 years ago, let's go back. Now we're jumping forward 5 years, and 3 years ago, what about the book then?
That's when I started it.
Yeah, you started it 3 years ago. So what I'm doing is I'm calculating the vibration of your energy, determine how to quantify it or legitimize it to actual dates and events. And it seems like I'm making some connections. So 3 years ago, you start your book. And was that a self-published book, or did you publish it?
I haven't put it out there.
I see. So you haven't put it out there. So now I'm getting to the attitude of here's the thing, Lynn. Let's say you were suddenly taken off the earth, okay? What guides and energy is going to say to you is, what did you do with the book? Did you get it out there? What kind of attempts? And if you go, well, no, they're going to go, oh, well, okay, we're going to start racking up energy as to why you may have to go back to the earth to complete certain things. So first of all, I've got to encourage you to get that book out.
I'm actually having somebody edit it and polish it up right now, a friend of mine who's an editor. And so I do plan on doing that. Do you see it going anywhere? Or?
Well, now listen, Lynn. What I see is that you're going to go somewhere for this. What I mean by that is this is fabulous that you're doing this, because what it's doing by doing this and getting an editor to edit it and to get it going and to tweak it and to get ready to publish or put it out there, that's not only removing karma in so many different areas of your being, but it's elevating you to the extent that you can transcend in five other categories just for having done that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing how one thing can have so many different themes around it that by doing it, it's like you clean your room, you get to go out and play. Two different worlds. You write your book, you'll eliminate this karma, this karma, this karma, and we'll let you have an open door here, here, and here, just for that alone. And it's almost laughable, because you're thinking, that's all I got to, I mean, I got to write a book and get it sold. I mean, I don't have to go, like, you know, help 1,000 people. You're letting me be so creative, and you're going to give me a gift for being so. And the answer is, for some respects, on some people, is yes. Why is that for you? Because your master number is 8. And 8s have an elevated sense of being. They're here saying, you know, what happened, Lynn, to you in your previous lifetime is you skipped the beat of the 7th energy, the spiritual energy. Notice your master number is 8. You're born in 68. Ah, there's a missing 7 in sequence. So what happened was you skipped a beat in your previous lifetime about spiritual energy. So you had to come back to revisit and therefore assimilate the energy of spirituality into your existence. Now, does your book, and I mean leniently, have anything to do with spirituality, or life affirming energy, teaching.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. So we see now, in this brief amount of time, I don't even know you. You know that's true. I know that's true.
I'm meeting you
for the first time, and here we are on having a psychic conversation on the radio, induced by guides and spirits and all that mystical, wonderful element of existence, telling us exactly your path. So that book that's devoted to that theme, all you've got to do is proceed to get it out there, and you're going to have probably 4, if not 5, wishes answered so far that they're not outlandishly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. So, you know, what we've done, Lynn, is we've hit the nail on the head. This was what you needed to hear, that by doing this, you could say, well, you know, I'm hoping to do this, I'm hoping to do that. You've got, by completing this book, you've got just about your goals fulfilled.
Okay, wow. I feel that, yep.
You want to talk about your book for a minute?
The book is something I learned. My spirituality opened up after my husband passed 4 years ago. It was tragic, and it's a very raw book. I talk about how I got through the passing, and it was a suicide due to a medication he was taking. And I talk about just all this, you know, just how I read about 70 books on spirituality, and it just opened up a whole different way of life for me.
Okay, so it's a self-reflective book, and
mm-hmm.
it's probably powerfully written, so it's a testament to how you got through this and your struggle towards faith and answers,
right,
and resolving things. I get it. So
right.
How many pages is it?
Right now, we're finishing it up. It's about 175.
Good. So it's a good length-sized book.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a title.
Day One.
You have a title you care to share with us.
Yeah, it's called Day One.
Oh, Day One.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want to give your full name on the air?
Not yet.
Okay. That's fine. But we can look for Day One,
yep.
And the name is Lynn.
Yeah.
And do you want to go forth with legitimate, you know, traditional publishing? Is that what your goal is?
I would like to, yeah. I mean, I would like to be able to present it to a publishing company and have them pick it up, and I don't know if that's the route that'll happen, but that's what I'm looking for.
Well, your master number is 44. Your master number is 8. That means your life goes in increments of 8, Lynn. So from birth to death, that's multiples of 8. But 8 is not, 26 is not divisible by 8. So that means every 8 years also from the age of 26. 26, what is that, 34, 42. We're not quite at an 8-year zone yet. But we're, in one respect, we're 3 years away from an 8-year zone. In another, we may be a little bit more. But that doesn't mean that you can't. That doesn't mean that it can't be. That can't be published soon. Let me see if I can get. Is there any other figure around you, a male figure with an L letter? We got like a Lewis or a Larry or a. Any other
not
L?
Not around me, but there's in the physical world or.
No. It doesn't have to be in the physical world.
In the spiritual world.
Either one.
A grandfather. I have a grandfather, Lewis.
Grandfather Lewis?
There we go.
Okay. So were you mildly close to him?
I'm kind of, sort of. I mean, he was very sick for a long time, but.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm starting to attach myself to people who have crossed over, which could suggest that somewhere out there in the spheres your husband's surrounding you. How about the name, any other name like Carl or C-Sound?
C-Sound? Carol?
Yeah, Carol.
Yep.
Who's that?
That was my husband's aunt who I was close with.
Okay, so I'm starting to vibrate towards your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't, unfortunately, we're getting into a deep area that I'm very familiar with, but we're not going to, unfortunately, be able to go too deep into this on the air. But what I know, I can tell you this, Lynn. I'm starting to connect to people who've crossed over. I'm getting their vibration. I can receive the subtlety of messages from many different voices. You know, they don't have voices anymore. They're energy. So I'm perceiving an energy and relating it to the voice.
Mm-hmm.
People think that when you cross over, you got these vocal boxes and you're talking. No. You don't do that. Not in my world of thinking, from what they've told me and what I've seen. But they are vibrating. They all say very typical things. Forgive me for the stereotypes, but they're all saying they love you very much. There seems to be a piano somewhere in the area of the family. Where's the piano?
My grandmother, Lewis's wife, had a piano.
So I'm getting too much. I'm just, you know what, this is getting too dense. But I want you to know that you've received, so in this brief reading on the phone, so much, really. Take it to heart, Lynn. Continue with your book. I've got to move on to other callers because we've got a long lineup.
And, I appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Okay Lynn, thank you.
Best wishes with your book. And Lynn can get in touch with you at 562-596-7818. As we always say, there's never enough time to really go deeply into a reading. But, boy, that was really psychic, Neil. Not only psychic, but you're connecting with relatives on the other side, which is always one of my favorite things that happens on the show.
Yeah, good deal.
Okay. All right, we have area code 352 first, and then area code 805. So let's bring in 352. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing okay. So I think I talked to you guys about 4 months ago. My son was missing. He was murdered.
Yes.
In Citrus County, Florida.
It was you. So what's your name again? Cynthia?
Cindy,
so I remember.
Yeah, I did a private call with Neil, I believe.
With Neil about her son, remember, who was killed in Florida?
Have a lovely day. I'll call you in a couple hours when I hear about that.
What's your birth date, Cindy?
My birth date is 12-17-60. Yep, that's my birthday, yep.
Okay.
Great.
And how can I help you today?
I was just wondering if I had any messages from the other side. My two husbands that crossed, my son obviously crossed, and we still haven't found his remains.
Yeah, tragically, and I know I did a reading with you, and that there was a lot of controversy around his death and the unfortunate circumstances that surrounded it, and the two possible suspects. We also talked about certain areas that we might have seen where the tragedy occurred. Of course, we stated this over the phone. I hope I'm not giving away too much, but that your son was murdered and that there was maybe perhaps some drugs involved and he was taken to a wooded area, and that's where the tragedy occurred. Now, according to your son, and I know we did this reading, Cindy, so I very much, it's impressed me and it's in my mind, and I hold the energy.
Huh. Well, I'm just wondering, nothing's changed. We haven't found his remains. When you said a bird sanctuary, I was thinking our whole subdivision we live in is a bird sanctuary. Actually, I think Citrus County, it's period, is a bird sanctuary.
Yeah, we had come up with the fact that maybe I saw a bird sanctuary, and that there was, and I don't know your area, but that was kind of psychic, and then you located that there was probably one nearby where I think the event occurred. I can tell you this, just about probably about 25 seconds ago, I start to cry. So I think that I'm getting the vibration of his energy trying to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So his soul, now what I can do, Cindy, is I can evaluate the stance, if you will, of his soul. He's sort of in a, don't get this wrong, but he's sort of in a wandering state. But okay, so that seems pretty typical. A lot of people are taken off the face of the earth under such circumstances, especially when there's drugs and things involved, and be wandering for a while. Mm. And you know, some psychics they tend to believe that we'll lead them to the light, and then they'll go. Well, to me, to tell you the truth, Cindy, they know where the light. They know a lot of these spirits are confused. That's true. But a lot of them are saying, I can't get to the light. I've got, you know, my energy is still to the earth. I wasn't even supposed to leave yet. So
right.
They're inclined to be on the earth, and they're saying that. I am getting a strange floral patterned dress. And I don't know what that means yet, but it's really weird, and I know we're doing it on the line, so it's really bizarre that all this happens on phone lines when we're on the air and everything, but I'm getting a strange floral pattern dress. It looks like a beautiful dress, almost like silk, and it's one of the longer, it's like a longer dress, not a short skirt, but a longer dress, and I don't know why he's referring to this yet. Is there anybody named, I don't know, I don't worry if I'm wrong, because there's other trails to lead as to certain things, but is there anybody named Dorothy or with a D?
D, let me see. D, 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 D.
Darlene, Dorothy.
My neighbor's Doreen.
Your neighbor's Doreen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Your son is in your neighborhood.
Wow.
Your son's in your neighborhood, so I've never come this close before to locating where his current spirit is. So your son's in your neighborhood, and he's saying, I'm as close to you as Doreen is close to you. I'm in the general area of your home. So what's happening is that your son's spirit is near your house, and there must become some kind of astral field to where it's trying to get actually into your home, and it keeps bouncing off of this kind of astral, bubbly plasma field. It can't quite get in, so it's lingering outside your house. So if I were to go to your home, for instance, I'd probably go to your neighborhood and go, oh, there he is. I'd say, come on in with me, and he goes, well, I can't get in. There's a barrier there. But he's lingering. That's why a lot of people see ghosts lingering outside the house or in certain areas of the earth. He's lingering there, but he wants you to know that he's very safe. He's just trying to get in. What I will do over the line, Cindy, is I'm going to visualize this energy field opening up so that he can slip into the house.
Okay.
And maybe at least spend some time with you inside the house, maybe visiting with your dreams and just being close to you, and doing so in a manner that doesn't invade your privacy, but at the same time, it enhances. So I'm going to try to do that for you, and you know, and it's not something you have to do. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to do it as we speak. Do you ever have two candles at any time burning in the house?
Sometimes I had one that burnt the other night.
You burnt a candle the other night?
Yeah, I burnt one the other night. Said a prayer.
Yeah. Well, he was aware of that. He's aware of the energy of you burning candles. So he's so active that he's giving me that information.
You know, I took a picture from outside the house he was murdered in. And in the bedroom he was in, I was standing outside the window. I took a picture. I put it on my computer. In that picture, I see three or four faces. One appears to be my son. It was an empty bedroom. He was murdered in that bedroom. But I see three or four faces in the picture. That is really odd.
Well, if you want to send that picture to me, you can call me up later and send me a copy of that picture. I don't mind looking at it for you. I'm very good at pictures and spirits. And I've really got a good feel on that one. So if you want to call me up later personally, and we can give you the address as to where you can send me a copy of that picture, I don't mind looking at it for you and give you some of my opinions.
Yeah, she could even scan, and if she calls later, I could provide her my email address. We could get it pretty immediately.
Oh, yeah, you can do it that way.
That would be
do spirits get, like, you know, I was saying, like, stuck in between because of, like this, like, no justice, no answers, you know?
Yeah, oh, yes. Spirits can get stuck. They can get stuck. Yes.
So basically that's kind of how he probably is then, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, because he was taken off the earth under violent means, and he probably had a lot of life left. So they just,
like,
you know, they have to kind of walk on the earth until their normal breath might have naturally expired. But
wow.
I don't want to suggest that he's in pain or anything like that. It's not like that, but he's just in a pickle. He's just in a situation that it will be worked out, but, you know, maybe with human intervention, it can even be enhanced and maybe help. Spirits love to feel the human connection. If they've crossed over and they're stuck, they love the human connection because it's like security for them, because they're alone out there in many regards.
It's funny because a lot of people are having dreams about him, but me, I'm the only one that's not having a dream about him. But I kind of figured with all the information I've got, I'm going to look about 20 miles from here in the woods. It's near an abandoned storage place is there, and, you know, it's the forest. It's the forest.
Yeah, I know, Cindy. You're not having dreams because you're the one he's most intently trying to get to, so he's trying to give you a different kind of impact, and maybe even what we've done today might bring that closer to you.
That would be good. I'd like to have a dream, but I'm thinking, like, I finally found an area. I've been looking in the woods just here and there, but finally found an area that seems like it could possibly be it. It's like maybe 15 miles, if that, from here and from my home. It's in the forest, and I know there's an abandoned storage unit there.
Yeah, that's the area. And that's where the bird sanctuary is nearby?
Well, the bird sanctuary, like our whole neighborhood is a bird sanctuary.
Oh, that's what I was picking up that last reading. Okay, yeah. You keep looking there. You keep looking there and keep a diary, keep a journal, keep your field notes. Nothing is too small to put down. And
I just don't know how I'm going to find him if he's buried. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Cindy, so get in touch later with Neil or, you know, through our email or using his phone, and then we can set up a way to get that picture to him, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Take care, Cindy.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy, that's a heavy deal. And I know you did a private reading with her. And so I'm hoping that she is a little closer to finding what she's looking for. You know,
I think she's moving closer. I mean, it's great that I was able to get a connection over the phone. So that means he's able to send me a vibration knowing that the conversation's taking place.
Yeah.
So if he sends me a vibration, we know, and Doreen, the next door neighbor, we know that he's very happy that he made a connection to his mother, even in that guise.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, area code 805. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi, my name's Donna. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? What's your birth date?
April 22nd, 1954.
54, great. And what's your question?
I wanted to know if my friend back east, my elderly friend, would be moving to California and if I would be going to Canada to take care of his sister.
Okay. You see, you're 58 years old. And,
yeah.
And let's see, 54, 64, 74, 84, 84, 80, 1981. Just tell me real quickly about 1981, Donna.
How many years ago was that? I don't know.
80, 90. 27, Donna.
Huh?
When you were 27 years old.
27. Might have had a nervous breakdown.
Oh yeah. Did I talk to you before?
Twice.
I think so. Yeah, it's been a long time, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you want to know if your friend, is going to be moving out from where?
From Boston.
From Boston. Well, this friend of yours, have you seen this friend at all in the last 4 years? Or did anything
I saw him 3 years ago. I went out there, and we had a nice time, a nice bonding. And I call him my uncle now, and you know, he doesn't have any kids or anything, and I don't have any kids, and I don't have a father, so it kind of works out pretty good.
Yeah.
But he's kind of, he's always... Huh?
You know, what I've got to do here is, you said about 3 years ago. So here's what I'm feeling, Donna. When it comes to the fourth year, which might be in a few months, there's a good likelihood he's going to be coming out.
Maybe it was like almost four. I'm not sure. It could have been 4 years. Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting what I'm getting on the line is that when the fourth year occurs, the vibration will be opened up again to where there's a connection between the two of you, and that's where I surmise he may be coming out. At least the opportunity will start to come up again, and the energy that's been holding you two back from each other, which might be a kind of a weird exchange of, yeah, I'll come out, no, I won't, yeah, I will, no, I won't. Maybe that all that said and done, when it hits the fourth year, which might be in a few months coming up, the energy will open up a little bit more, and again, the topic will come out, and he just then may be able to come out.
Oh, good.
Right.
Wonderful. Yeah. Now, he had mentioned something about me going to see his sister in Ottawa, Canada. Maybe if she needed help later on, I would help her. But I was thinking of maybe going out there for a little trip this summer.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's fine. I think that promoting the energy and helping and getting involved is all okay. I don't see anything wrong with that. And that may even come. But if the opportunity comes up and you can do it, I would suggest you do it, Donna.
Okay.
All right, Donna. Well, best wishes and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Neil.
Well, busy hour.
It's very busy. We've got a long list. Area code 949. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hello.
Hi there.
My name's Dee Dee.
I'm sorry?
My name is Dee Dee.
Dee, hi. What brings you to our show with your birth date? It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's 5/27/65.
All right. 5/27/65. And where are you calling from? This is California number, right?
Yes, I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Right, you're like neighbors with us here. what's your question?
Yes, I had a falling out with one of my best friends about, I'd say going on maybe 7 months ago. And I'm just wondering if you see that relationship reconciling anytime soon.
Well, again, Dee, let me just ask you a few questions real quick. Now, in the year 2000, when you were 35 years old, do you remember, just quickly, I know I'm asking you questions, you have to go back and retrace, but when you were about 35 years old in the year 2000, did you go through any shift in your psyche, spiritual shift? Did you lose something? Did you go through a change? Anything along that line?
Yes, I did. It was a time when I was going through the adoption of my son.
Okay, and during that time, was there any challenging events around it that could feel like it would have promoted sadness or anxiety, things like that?
Anxiety,
uh-huh. Okay, and forgive me, does your son experience any medical conditions, emotional conditions that are more than average person style?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm getting that zone. I want to tell you, first of all, that's how I needed to connect to you. So having said that, the energy, Dee, that what you've come to this planet is about the challenging aspects of having relationships and how you have to go through so much to instigate them, to maintain them, And then once they're there, to nurture them and to cultivate them in such a way that they remain fruitful and healthy and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, your karma has resulted in such a way that you do that through great adversity. You do that through great challenge, and it's never easy. And all of your trophies are hard won. But I will say to your advantage that your spirit shines because of it, because what you're doing, Dee, is that you're releasing yourself of so much history of karma, where as a perpetrator in other lifetimes you promoted things that weren't of the best quality. Now you've come in to receive the challenges back, but with a spirit that's been restored towards resiliency and good faith and that kind of thing. And it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. Of course, you're flawed like we all are flawed. But on the other hand, there's a recognition about the character of who you are so far from what you used to be that that new character within you is being congratulated upon from higher energies. Now, the person that you're asking about, that you had a falling out, this is a misunderstanding that ran rampantly towards illogical conclusions. So there's a kind of circumstantial situation that I think got out of hand, and the person that you're having the problem with in terms of the falling out 7 months ago is misunderstanding you, but it's also you're the victim of a whole history that this person has in terms of the themes that they have when they do separate from people. So you're not the first person that this person's done this with.
Very true. Very true. Everything you've said is very right on.
Yeah. So what, you know, there's a grasp. I guess you have certain options that you can apply. One is you just stay neutral and you wait, and if they call you, you're very graceful and compassionate and loving. You don't get defensive. You just try to understand the deeper journey that this person's taking, short of how they, you know, as long as they don't affect your self-esteem and they don't damage you like we were talking about in the beginning of the show, as long as they don't create too much havoc in your life, the rule of thumb is to be compassionate and listening and forgiving. And understanding that maybe you're the target for something that is coming from a different area. So I think that the person's suffering from a little bit of guilt. So what happens is that they strike out negatively and they hold that, they're stubborn, but then they get guilty. They feel guilty. And sometimes that manifests into you know, trying to figure out how to change that. Or they just kind of let it settle into their soul and they don't do anything about it. But guilt may be part of this. And, you know, sometimes, too, in our tribal settings, other people become involved and people get threatened by other people in a person's life. So you have your acquaintances and people you know. This person sometimes can be threatened by people around you because they need attention.
Mm-hmm.
So does that bring any part of this story?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, the other option is you can reach out and you can save the person embarrassment and by reaching out and saying, look, I really want to talk to you. I don't like the difficulty between us. And if they go, well, blah, 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 and they start having you all stuff, the rule of thumb would be don't get defensive. Just listen to it. It's not going to hurt you. And just try to be understanding if you want to close this up. Otherwise, Dee, I feel that you probably could just say, God bless her, I hope her well, and I'm going to move on and that I don't hold anything against her. But there is a likelihood that it's going to come back. But on today's show, we can't go further into detail because we've got so many callers, it wouldn't be fair to the people waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Everything you said, like I said, is just right on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dee, for calling. We really appreciate it. And you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio just by clicking on that follow button under our profile and keep abreast of our future show dates. Also, Neil can be reached at 562-596-6000.
7818, and I just hung up on her. I pressed the wrong button. I meant to mute her call.
Oh.
But, Dee, if you're listening, I'm sorry about that.
Can she still hear us?
Well, she's on her computer. Yes, she can. Oh, yikes. Okay, so, you know, sometimes it is best to just leave situations and relationships in the nail.
Yeah, sometimes. You know, it's best to, if you're going to leave one, just say, for the sake of your own being, just say, you know what, I wish them well, fine, let them see the light, whatever, I can't hold on to this, my car, I can't afford it, I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's very important. For the person's own sake, when you hold on to things and hold on and hold on, oh boy, you can get burned karmically. It's possible, not all the time, but you're risking a karmic situation by holding on to issues and anger. Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I just want to point something out, that everybody that's called today has been either an 8 or a 9 master number. So we're getting that funny grouping again. All right, let's bring in area code 615. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yes.
This is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hello.
T-R-A-C-Y?
Yes.
Right. What's your birth date?
5/26/79.
All right. And where are you calling from?
Nashville.
I'm sorry, we didn't get that.
Nashville.
I didn't get it. Apparently you did, Neil. What brings you to our show today, Tracy?
Well, I have a question, I guess, regarding my career/business. I've been doing a certain kind of business for the past 8 years and really feel led and just even more passionate about creating something new. But it's something that I've always been doing, just not as a business per se. So that's kind of where I am today, and that's what brought me to your show, to kind of get some answers, some insight, guidance.
Okay.
Okay, so you're 34 years old, Tracy. You're compounded.
I'm 33. I will be 34 in May.
That's right. That's my fault. You're going to be 34. I calculated from the year 2013. You're about to turn 34. Okay. Let me just ask you, you know, I may be a little off here, and we'll just kind of tweak it around the system here, but have you had do you have any talent at all in color coordination, art, design?
Yeah, I guess. I've done some graphic design.
Okay, that's all I need.
That's all I need,
graphic design. I don't care if it's, I got the fish by the hook, the tail or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got to move forward on that. You said you've been doing this job for the last 8 years?
Yeah, and graphic design is a part of it, yes. But it's not like the whole picture.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now I'm more relaxed. You're meant to, you see, yes, you're meant to start a new venture. Now, you don't have to, but here's the thing about
I know.
What's that?
No, I know that I don't have to. Like, I feel that. I get that. But I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt. I was just in complete agreement with you.
Well, here's the thing. If you know, Tracy, if you stayed doing what you're doing, you're still going to be okay on the survival mode. You're still going to be able to get by. But here's what I would like to say to you today. I would like to encourage you to try the new venture and to have excitement with it. Now, that doesn't mean you have to let go of the old. You can do an easy transition. But I could have, as a psychic, said to you, you know what, you know, just stay where you're at. Don't go anywhere else. I could have said that, and I really felt compelled to say that I would. But there's something new going on. And I'll tell you something else, Tracy. When I'm talking to you, I sense you traveling. So I don't know. Something in your future is promoting the sense of traveling around.
Okay.
So, you know, it sounds to me by your voice, maybe you're going, well, I don't know about that, but and I don't either.
But if something's telling me that, do you know anyone at this point who lives in Florida?
Shut up.
Really, that's...
Yes.
Who's
that
Florida?
Would be, yes.
Want to share that?
Oh, God, this is so freaking crazy. Okay, so I'm trying to make this, like, super, super short. I had all these signs to go to Florida. I was really freaked out about all these different signs, synchronicity. I decided to take a leap, and I went to Florida, and I stayed for a whole month for a spiritual sabbatical. And I just got back a few weeks ago. So there's your answer.
There you go. So I'm speaking to your guide, and they're giving me affirmation, and we know that now that the information I'm giving you is coming directly from your guide. They're not my guide, it's your guide talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're saying is, listen to Neil, go forth on your new ventures, go baby steps, but go forth. There's going to be other conclusions that you'll be reaching, and things are going to start to blossom. But
okay.
That's why they gave me Florida on that subtle vibration.
Hmm. Okay.
The other thing is, I just want to ask you a question. I'm using all these symbols. Are there any right now flowers in your home? Do you have any cut flowers anywhere?
I've got a plant that I'm looking at right now.
Okay, good. Well, your guide is very active, very strong, very, very healthy in terms of communicating with me. I do want to say to you that on your back, where your neck is, you're reaching for the back of your neck and you're going down like you're trying to scratch something on your back.
Yes.
Right below your neck. I'm getting a lot of heat. So I don't know.
Yes.
What's that about?
I've been in pain there for the past 4 days. I've had massages. I've done everything except take medicine. Yes.
Okay. So I'm receiving your pain as I'm sitting here at my table, and I'm just... for guiding energies, angels, spirits to move. To move around your body and just put a kind of healing there. Now I get emotional because when I'm doing that, angels come around me, so I have to kind of keep my ground here. So I'm finding my ground again, so I'm okay. But when I was giving that prayer out, they were hitting me with energy, so I had to just kind of relax a minute. But anyways, I hope that helped.
Oh, it does. Thank you so much for sharing your gift with me. I appreciate that.
You bet, Tracy.
Oh, you're welcome, Tracy. Thank you for your call. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's great when we get new listeners on the show connecting with you. And, you know, today's show, Neil, was such a psychic show. They really do vary. Sometimes... you know, it's more of an advice hour. Today was just about hits and connecting with spirit. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Powerful. Really powerful moments sometimes here on the show. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just it. You know, us psychics out there, I'm not the only one, of course, but, you know, we go through it when angels and guides and spirits decide to make a call and enhance readings, boy, you know, it can be, they manifest and they really show you what their power is all about.
Yeah, we really have to thank them for being present here today and always when we're doing our show. And, of course, thanks to you, Neil. Thanks to you. And thanks to all our listeners. We know we had several people we didn't get to today, but there just wasn't the time. It was very busy on the show, which we're grateful for as well. We are back on air at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. We do have our Alpha Z Room show on Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon at 1. And then I'm not sure what our show time is next week, Wednesday at 10 a.m. That's when you can reach us. Also, Neil is available on his business line, 562-596-7818. And if you haven't done so already, please do follow our show here on Blog Talk Radio just by clicking on that follow button or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, one of those accounts, or visit Neil's website, neilbakerpsychic.com. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
All right. Take care, everybody.